makes the Tfilah not on the ninth of the eighth, but on the ninth, on the night of the tenth day, as of the late day. So then the Tumas Leite continues to the tenth. If she makes the Tfilah on the twelfth day, so then the Tumas Leite continues to the twelfth day. So tell me, so if we didn't, if we want Cheshesh for the Shidah from the town, that Aloch is like a Bale, if we want Cheshesh for the Shidah from the town, that Aloch is like a Bale, so then she wouldn't have to make two Tfilahs. Because what difference does it make whether you need Tumas Leite ended or didn't end? So it didn't end. But you need Tumas Leite, according to Rabbi, you need Tumas Leite, Shenereya Ben, Elu Yisrael Zivotso. So then a woman could make one Tfilin Tumas Leite. On the night, let's say, of the 15th, she could make a Tfilin Tumas Leite. But if we combine the Shita from the town with the Shita of the Reed, so then it is necessary for a woman to make two tefillahs, unless she is separated from the husband throughout the Yireh Yiteyah, so the two men made Tumas Leite cannot continue after the termination of the Yiteyah. But if she is not separated, then in order to be satisfied by law within the Yiteyah, she must have recourse to two tefillahs. Two tefillahs. So Rav Netan, now, and since there is a Takones Chachomim, that neither a Tnuye nor a married woman who will not be Muteres revival after the Tfile is allowed to realize the Tfile, in other words, in order to serve as a deterrent against Balei Aveira, so the Chachomim or Misakim at that time of the incident with the Talmid Echol, that a woman is not allowed to go Tfile if the circumstances are such that after the Tfilah she'll be Asur. Let's say she's a Tfilah, so she's an Asur. But, like, and even she's a married woman. But, let's say, the Tfilah after the Zayin Yeminus, but before the Zayin, or you mean Zayin Ki. So the male, she's not allowed to go Tfilah. So there is no way of making, of a woman making two Tfilahs. So the male, the only thing that is left for them to do is to be separated until the termination of the but why would the Rambam say that it's a Minat Tzuki and it's a Mitzvah Akeya? Because it was that from Tzuki, because the Rambam is reference to the Mikedes who want Cheshish for Shidus Rabbeta and who ask him B'Deras Vadai like Rove that he may lay the Shemirei Ben Eilis Shirazivosom. So the Mele, there was no basis for this practice. So the reason was because they were influenced by the Zukim. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Akir, Mashiach came in the Kenes, who were Cheshish for the Shita from the town, the Aloch is like a Bali. So the Rambam says, on the contrary, one is not allowed to be resulted in that practice. So there is no stira between the Rambam. So then, Pashtes Aloshin of the Rambam is that he passes like a bayit. Because he says, Lacha Zayin Lizocha Vidal Mekin from the Teres of Bayon Yad, Lacha Shesof Kho Zayin Mekin, Vimoy Chosmo Vimoas. So he mentions Lacha Shesof Kho Zayin Mekin after Zayin Lizocha, after Yidal Mekin. Thus implying that before the Zayin Lizocha expired, and before the Yidal Mekin will expire, so she cannot realize the count of Zayin Mekin. So that's why he says, Ve'ilah, the home of Kim. So that's why the Rambam says, Miriation Kim, Shemiah, 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 Kim, for Poshe Tamile in the Holy Soil, she in daily Maldantoya, we did it to show Dam Chodom. Now, I mentioned that there are some, unfortunately, in New York and even Chicago, it is spread that Erev Yom Kippur, so there are some who don't know the Halachas very well, who passed me that all women should go to feel Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur. And even knew it. Now, what is the basis? There is a basis. The Mabon says in Yerushalayim, Yom Kippurim, so the Rambam says that according to the Rambam, so it's mitzvah tumah. We have to be tamed. So in other words, so then if it's mitzvah tumah, so in men, so a grown up man who is already very caring, so he should go to what a young boy who is not very caring anymore, so he doesn't have to go to the Arabic kita. But the Ari says that the town is not any a married woman, so should go to it because of the possibility of the Peleti Shevazera. So Peleti Shevazera has the same tune as the Balker. Masha'im came, a girl, a young girl, I mean, does not have to go to the Arabic kita. However, the Ari says that the town is because of, not because of Tumas Keri, but the town is because of Chuvet. So you have to go through it, even though it's not only because of Chuvet. That's what Ari says. So what Avram says, so according to the Ari stamp, so if there is a need in telling little girls, families, to go through it. So in other words, so he says that Knuyot, he says, little girls that are born taught deal as reference to Ktanis, little girls, they should go through it. Even though there is no possibility of doing the woman, even if she is a grown up girl, I mean, as long as she is not married, so there is no possibility of Peleti Shevazera, but Mugabron says there is an Indian to advise little girls to go through it. But there is one thing, you see, it's not in Mugabron. Did not know of this takone that the Rosh mentions that, and according to the Ramban, it's takones chazal. Let's say it's not takones chazal, but it's takones kavmeni. That goes without saying. The Ramban says that it's takones chazal, that the Knuya should never go into it. But that takones chazal was enacted in respect to the Knuya, and also in respect to a married woman who will not be allowed to be with the husband after the field. So what is the purpose of this Takonis Chazal? As determined against Taveras, against Balaveras. So in other words, so it only applies to Mishmiya who is already in it. So Melech, she's not allowed to go to Filet, because then Balitayve and Albayoni might be used, because the Issa Mida, which is an Issa Kores, they are afraid of the Issa Pnuyo, which is not an Issa Kores, they're not afraid. The Balitai and the Avayim. So Mimele is not allowed. Mashein came with a little girl, Ruas Adam Yomel, so the whole Takori doesn't apply. So the Manavro mentions a Davke in respect to little girls. Let's say a 10-year-old girl or a 9-year-old girl, an 8-year-old girl, so that Takori doesn't apply to her. It only applies to a Knuye, who is already Goasonius. So in Megla, there was a Takone as a deterrent against Balitaive and Albayonim, that she is not allowed to go to it. Mashein came in regard to a little girl who is Goasonius, so that restraint from going to Tvila cannot serve as a deterrent, because she is not a leader anyway. And if somebody is an Avalian who is ready to be a leader of Ailes, so, I mean, whether she goes through or she doesn't go through, it doesn't make any difference. Mashein Kei, a grown-up, an adolescent woman, a Knuye, is not allowed, who is already a real news, so he's not allowed to go through. And whether the Ramban is the only one who says it's Takonis Chazal, but everybody admits, I mean, this is a fact, that there is a Takonis Chazal. According to the Ramban, it's a Takonis Chazal. But let's say it's not Takonis Chazal, but it is a Takonis Kalmin. As a matter of fact, the Akide in his Perush and Chumash and Parshe Vayero mentions the whole discussion that certain people said that that unfortunately, in view of the fact that the Arab Ayonim, the Arab Aletaivo, who are in the Averes, so maybe Besdin should allow Knudas to go through in order to reduce the image of the Balaveo. They will do it anyway. So, and like this, it will involve the Nisa Torres of Midus, and like this, it will reduce the Nisa. So, the Balakeda says that it will be an outrage if the investment would allow the mikvahs to be open for Pinuyas to go into it. And he says, even though it might reduce Daveras, so he mentions there in connection with the episode of the Anshe's day. So when the Malachim came to Lev's home, so then the old inhabitants of day, they gravitated to the doors, and they wanted and demanded of Lloyd that Lloyd should bring out the Anshe. I mean, they didn't know that they were Malachim, so they thought they were human beings, and they wanted to rape these Anshe in a homosexual relationship. So Lloyd took out, offered to bring out his daughters instead. That was not the thing either. So then Akita asked the Kashe. Now here the Torah mentions that as a riot of the moral turpitude and the sinfulness of Anshe's day. They were so corrupt that they wanted to have a homosexual relationship with the three Malachim who they thought were human beings. So because of that, his dome was destroyed. So he has the Kashe. The Chimas Ponim Mitzvidovot. A similar incident happened in the days of the Sheikh team in connection with the Legit Medivo. So there too, they surrounded the house and they wanted that certain men should be brought out for a homosexual relationship. So, and still there was a harinah against the Jewish people, but not to such an extent that they must come to the law. Does it mean just because that was done by Jews, so because of that the Rebbeinu Shalom forgave them, and it was done by non-Jews, the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want to forgive them? We cannot say that. He must appoint me to the law. So he gives it back. He says, anything over there in the days of the Sheikh. So who did it? Who surrounded the house? And they demanded that the men be given out for homosexual relationship. Scoundrels. Avayoni will be showing Sheikh Amazon. Mashaikh in here is saying it wasn't just the scoundrels. The nobility, the aristocracy of Zayn, they also demanded it. So any demon, when a terrible Avera is done, is perpetrated by a scoundrel, who is recognized by the community as a scoundrel, and when the same outrage is perpetrated by the aristocrats, by nobility, as Zayn. So that's why there was such a high knock against the Anshe's day, that they couldn't, that the Rebbeinu Shalom, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, decided not to forgive them, that they must be destroyed. But then, in the days of the Sheikh, who did it? They were still there. Of course, a severe penalty was meted out against the Jewish people. But it was done. This outrage was perpetrated by scoundrels, not by the leaders. So he said, when Abayoni, Abayre, and I even not only the Isha of Porabo Akhmir, but also the Isha Thomas of Nido, so it's scoundrels. Mashaikh, if Bezdin will allow the Mikveh to be open for the Marionim, then it will mean that the Rosh Yakov, the Bezdin is responsible. This is a sin that cannot be forgiven. So the Akhide mentions that Akhonek of Kadmein, but Akhide, I don't think that Akhide mentions that according to the Rambam it was enacted by Chazal, but the Rivosh mentions in the name of the Rambam that it was enacted by Chazal. So in other words, when you see in here everybody is a Kesef and they do such things, they tell young girls to go with Filear and Kippah because of the Tzitkes, of the Chomre, because of the Arishite, this is grounded in terrible affairs. Al Bedin, it's also for Yehuye to go with you. And you see, they go so far that many Chachmim Yisrael introduced the practice that the Yehudes should be separated from the husband throughout the Yemiteah for 40 days. It's not 40 days, it's for 47 days or 87 days, in order to prevent two tefillahs. And why prevent two tefillahs? Because after the first tefillah, she will still be asum of the Bible. So the mele, they introduced the practice that they should be separated from the husband throughout the evening. Right. Hamakamel b'sichmen, einu chisheshes levad, avu chisheshes mishum nido, afilu lo yuvad. So, at teich mem yei, at mem yei, so it's kimaya baum. So it doesn't even have the din of a blood, of a fetus. Kimaya baum. Avu chisheshes mishum nido, afilu lo yuvad. But usually, when a woman has a miscarriage, even if it's very early, so in the pregnancy, so it comes together with bleeding. So the male, she's a nigga. She's not male to maslade, but a nigga she yefshal if she has a kid of Midan. And that's a machlekes between Tanakam and the Rabbanon and Rambute. So most the Shemin Pascha like Rambute, the Raya, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Rambam Pascha's like the Rabbanon, but the Shechonoh Pascha's like Rambute. The Tzureis, the Sheshes Lidvah, the Kol Zayin Kim, the Sech Yidal Egei, in Tov Lo Kedem Lel Tezvot, Lo Yom Sorot Yid. Yom Dov Vlad Chai, Vakim Yipi Lo Shari, Ein Cheshes Lidvah, Achei, because usually the afterbirth is delivered after the birth of the baby, not before the birth of the baby. So the male, we do not have the head change. Maybe there was another baby, and the other baby was crushed inside the afterbirth. We do not have the head change because that's an unusual thing. So you do not have a kid with your shaliach, you do not have a kid with your shaliach, you do not have a kid with only up to 23 days. Because if there is a possibility that the afterbirth should come out on the 23rd day is of the birth of the baby. But more than that is impossible. Avon Yipiro Neifu Tchiro, in Teri Bria Shariye, she Yipiro Achakach, Vichisheshes Mishariye, Lipri Mitimoshe Shomri Kehle. Because it's not usual that after a miscarried baby, that the Shariye should come out. So since a Shariye did come out after the miscarriage, so then we have the head change. Maybe besides the miscarriage of one baby, maybe that she miscarried another baby, and the other baby was crushed inside the afterbirth. So even though she knows that this miscarried baby, the first baby that was miscarried, is Zohar, but maybe the crushed baby, the other baby that is crushed in the afterbirth, in the Syria, maybe that was in the cave. So the male she has to count 14 days. The Mithun was laid up in the cave. In Tim Lashar Shin Pira Akav, the Shekhar Shari from the Mithun Shon Tim. Yotza Shari Tchilo, in Tim Lashar Shin Pira Akav, the Shekhar Shari from the Mithun Shon Tim. The Mithun Shon Tim Shari Yo, Literally, in the Mithun Shon Tim. In other words, suppose first she delivers in Shari, in Ephraim, and then she delivers a baby, even though it's a viable baby. But since the afterbirth, that's why it's called an English afterbirth. Why? Because it always comes out. It always comes out after the birth. So since here we have an afterbirth, a Shari, that came out before the birth of the viable baby, so that must lead us to the conclusion that besides the viable baby that was born after the delivery of the Syria, there was another baby, and that other baby was not born, was crushed inside the Syria. So and we don't know what kind of a baby it was, whether it was a male or a female. So the male, she has to count 14 days. You also miss the Shadi Rimonish, who didn't know it was, I've been married. such as in English, I will make a room shady. I'm a pair of the day of Halloween, we see your sugar ball, and he says, just with what I say, because, so in he says, just with what I say, we may not sure ball, who says, with what I say. The half of the shop that I'm in the Zoho, Christian, for you to me, so we came to this last year. How do you distinct my playlist, this thing to me, so we came? I mean, all these others were mentioned in the talk. He'll teach your sheep, he will really does. A few already does, then we does ma, a few already so, the Heskas Mulberes, Harizet may away the Richesh, Shemon Kaylois, so that's a pricing. A pricing me that if she has the feeling that she had a miscarriage, but she wasn't aware that she was pregnant. So now she's nailing, because sometimes it's possible the woman is pregnant, she's not aware of it. And she will only become aware of it beyond the 40-day period. So it's possible that she has been pregnant for 40 days and she wasn't aware of it. If she has the feeling that she had a miscarriage, so she has to count Yudalit Yom into Masleh. Nechte Chabad in the Arab Yotso, in the Reina, which you have asked the Evolve, which you have the Reina, Bacher Hashem, Bacher Ayera, Pinch Yotso Shura Asei, the Arab Yotso, the Arab Yotso, the Arab Yotso, the Arab Yotso, the 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 Yotso, So the lady is constituted even before the head of the baby emerges outside, even while it's still in the vaginal canal, the head of the baby, as long as it emerged from the place there, from the womb, so the lady is already constituted. Even though the hand of the ugar emerged and then pulled it back, and then the lady, the actual lady took place, let's say, several days later, that's possible. So the halacha is that she's neolated the moment the yad of the uber was put out. That's the rabbon. But the more the rabbon, in the rice it's not lady. In the rice the lady is constituted only if the head emerges, and if it comes out the other way, you know, with the feet first, only the rebagoof of the baby emerges. But midrabonon, because of the posse.
No, it's not necessary.
This brace? Oh, yeah, here, I'm sorry. So the more you need to learn it out from the posse. But the Gemara says it's an asmach that the emergence of the yad is considered late. Why? So it's mismach and the posit in violation. So vayid beisli nito v'nisayim in the bitno vayid beisli nito vayid tindor vatikach hamyaledes vatik she'al yodin shon yelena zeyo atzor yishen. So when was that done? When the hand emerged of the baby. When one hand of the baby emerged, and still it's called the Lidetov. So the Gemara says it's an asmachta. It uses the Losh Lidetov because there was a lady on the hand, but that doesn't constitute a lady on the baby, only on the hand. But as an asmachta, it is a good asmachta, so with the Rabbonon, she's still a lady, but of course, with the right seat, it's not considered a lady until the Reish emerges or the Rebagul emerges. Right? Who's on the cash of lady? You shall kill, shall grab. Hoshik the old. She yet just like it's a lady, she will replace the area. Suppose the baby did not emerge outside. But everybody who is in the room, where the woman is in labor, can hear the crying of the baby. So maybe it's a raya that is already who's replaced. Have you the same in the show of blood, a half a baby? If Jetzt die Fälle, die wir jetzt so da haben, aber der dann denken, hey, man will nicht, wenn wir nicht, wenn wir sie leben. So, der Mechaber, emphasize me, ein Mensch in Westheim, that the tool was only said, but that's what the tool means. But the Mechaber is magic. Jetzt die Fälle, die wir jetzt so da haben, aber der dann denken, even they want to make them even as even, that it's only if we know if it is established beyond the shadow of the doubt that the woman didn't bleed in the natural way. But if there was a discharge of doubt, the natural way, and usually there is bleed, even though a cesarean is performed, but that allows us a bleeding, the natural way. So maybe she's an idol. She's not near to my slave. But if there is a bleeding, the natural way, so then she is needle. But if there is no bleeding, and the bleeding is only through the opening, but through which the baby was pulled out, but the natural way she doesn't bleed, there is no bishop now, then she is not a needle, she is a survivor. But ordinarily, 90% of the cases, if a cesarean baby is born, so then there is bleeding the natural way. So then she's in. Alright, see me come to the case. Chaya vodo mitvish miishtim yitim oso adjit ispere fitveyo vivoy mitash mishleva elo mishum domo vizkari vileo אפילו בדבורים, אם מרגילים לעבור, ונדאב אליהם אימו, אבל מוזר להם יחד אימו. נאו, כן, זה מיצר מידה. So, if someone is born a midה, so there is a Issacholus. And death is a midה of the Issacholus, so applies to one's wife, or to include it, it applies to everyone, if she is a midah. So there is the Issacholus. Then there is a Nisa of Kirubos. So according to the Rambam, it's a love the rice and there is mouth. So that also applies to a needle. Whether she is married, so in respect to the husband, if let's say the husband is having Nash and Kishte while she is a needle, according to the Rambam, it's high mouth. Whether she is a Kuyo, so it's high mouth. So the Rambam says, So comes within the lab of the Sikhmu Ligalizel. Now the Ramban is Chilkan. And the Ramban says that the lab of the Sikhmu Ligalizel was referenced to be a mamish, not to kill the bosom, not the old bosom. But then, so one washing the Ramban is that kill the bosom is only Osam the Ramban. And the Drosh is Rasmach. But then there is another washing in the Ramban. And the Ramban says that perhaps it's a Drosh Mure. It's a Nisa Raisa, but Malkis there is. In other words, why is it that Malkis Moshe is the Drosh and Moshe? So we mentioned, there are many Drosh, there are many Lav, where the Pshutish of Mikho of the Lav has referenced one. But, in Tzad Yiddish, Atir Kneshes then, so another Nisa is implicit. So then, in respect to the other Nisa, that is not implicit in the Pshutish of Mikho, but only in the Yiddish Atir Kneshes then, so it has a meaning of washing the bones. For example, let's say about the Shabbos. So the Gemara Maki says that if somebody eats the Yidayim's omis with filthy hands, or on a filthy table, or on a filthy plate, he's in about the Shabbos. Or if somebody is washing the kovel, he's in about the Shabbos, so he's in about the Shabbos, he shall not. But if he eats the Yidayim's omis with filthy hands, so then, in the Shabbos, so the Kumbah said, So the Rambam says, it's a man, it says, Mordes is not right. Why? Because the Pshuti Shal Mikro has reference to Achila Shkotzim or Mosim. But, to me, Shatir and Reshes there, so any other Shikus, any other disgusting act is included. So what is a disgusting act? Mashiach Kovot is a disgusting act, it's a very unesthetical act. And Ichud Yodayim Zohovim is a repugnant act. So it's included, but the Pshimish of Mikro has reference to Achiva Shkotzim Omosim. So Malkes is higher only if it's Ichud Shkotzim Omosim, but Ichud Yodayim Zohovim is not. So one Moshin in Ramban is also Mechabit Menashe is on Yosef Rabbanon, it's Asmach. There is another Moshin in Ramban that it's not a Yisrael Rabbanon, it's a Yisrael Raisin. But Monkey there is, the Shiva Salamba means that the Shinish of Mikro has reference to Kirubos. So, that love has reference not only to Shishish, but to every album in Arayas. But, of course, what the Gemara says that a father is allowed to kiss his daughter, even a grown up daughter. A grown up son is allowed to kiss his mother. Why? Because the Rambam says, now the question is, if it's a Yisrael Raise, why is the mother allowed to kiss? Why is the son allowed to kiss his mother? Why is the father allowed to kiss his grown-up daughter? The answer is, so the Yisrael kill Bosom in the Raise is only when it's Derech Taibo. But if it's not, if it's done in an erratic way, with an erratic motive, but if it's not done in an erratic way, so not the Derech Taibo, then it's not even considered Kirubosom. It's not even considered Kirubosom. So, but, Midrabonon, the Rambam says that one is not allowed to kiss his grown-up sister. The Rambam says, Hamchavi achas me'arayi shemidi sh'odom nikri me'arayi, u'ishenoshak v'achas me'arayi, ki nachisi adilo v'achisi me'arayi, אף על פי שאין שם טייבר לנו לכלל, הרי זה מבונה בייסר מדבר עושה הוא, ומייסר טיפשימו, שנקראים בין ואיר בו כלל בין בלו ואיתנו, חוץ מהם ובנו ויואב לבין. So that's only רבון. So מישהו, not דרך טייבר, even by a rise, so is only עושה רבון. But, by email and by detail, so the חכונים, בינתח. But, so even according to Rambam that Kirub Bosom is also with Raisa and there is Malkes, so it's only if it's Derech Taibo. If it's not Derech Taibo, it's not considered even Kirub Bosom. Then the Rambam says, now look at this. Ho'ein se dogo mechuki seyo, hari u choshi dala Raiz. Vi oso li odom vichrit vi odof u virago, u yuri ome izbeino v'achas na Raiz, u yuri kimo, or in the hockey range. Now, so here the Rambam says Osa. Now, so there is no Chil Malkes. Chil Malkes there is only by Chil Benishuk, but not, let's say, Keris Yodov, Raglov, Yodov, Deinov. So it's only Osa. So some say that this means it's only Osa Rambam. However, from the Rosh Rambam, in the Sifra Mitzvahs, in the brief Sifra Mitzvahs, before the Sifra Malot, so the Rambam has, in a brief way, the whole Sifra Mitzvahs. In the big Sefer HaMitzvahs he doesn't say it, but he says it in the short Sefer HaMitzvahs, before the Yoreh HaZoh. Shinun Gimu, Shemulikarim Ba'arayes Bidborim Amirim Yidiyu Ealbo, Kinchibuk Mishuk U'mize U'kfitze, Shenem Arokol Shiyopsore, Vesikrivu Nigal Yisealbo, Vipyashmu Olomdu, Shezu Azore Likiru Ba'amirio Yidiyu Ealbo. So here he mentions in the Lord, he mentions not only the physical issue when there is physical coming, But even Renise Ulfitze, means if he is really being a few weeks with his eye to a woman, but in a erratic way. So that is mashmah of Moshe Rambam. It's mashmah of Moshe Rambam in the small Sefer Mitzvahs that it comes within the love of the Zikr of Gauzel. So if it comes within the love, so it's not a Mitzvah Rambam, it's a Mitzvah Isaac. But Malkes, there is. The Rambam says Malkes only Chibur. So again, in the same way as the Rambam says in one Moshe, even Chibur, even respect to Chibur Gimishu. So one Moshe means it's only Osam Rambam, it's not Osam Rambam. The other Moshe means it is Osam Rambam, but Malkes there is. Why is it Malkes? Because the Chibur on the Torah does not have reference to Kirub Gosam, has reference to be a Mamish. The Sikhur Gosam or Elbo, the Chibur on the Torah. But we deduce from that person other Kirubim, even Kirub Gosam. So since it's not implicit in the Shem Mikhor, so it's a Rashi Mikhor, always there is a Malkes. Now the Shem Rambam means that the Shiddish of Mikhor has reference to Kirub Gosam, but only Kirub Gosam Mamish that involves physical contact, like Chibur Gimishu, but it's implicit in Tzad Roshe. So any kind of a relationship, any kind of erratic relationship, even if it doesn't involve physical contact, so as long as it conduces to Znus, so such an approach is conducive to Znus Mamish. So Rosh Hashanah means, Shalom Yikari V'arayes B'dvorim Amivim L'Yidu Elbo Kein Chibuk V'Mishu K'Omizo U'Kvitze Shenem Arokor Sheyop Sorei V'Sikri V'Likar Yis Elbo V'Piyashmu Olomdu Shezu Azoro V'Kiru Hamivio L'Yidu Elbo. So, in other words, so any kind of erratic relationship that is conducive to Gilu Elbo comes within the Issa. But the Ika Issa, the Ika love, has reference to Gilu Basalamic, a relationship that involves physical contact, if it's not erratical. So, in many ways, in respect to Hibudu Mishu, the Rambam says that there is Malkes, in respect to Mikhis Biyodov, the Radlov, the Niyomis, the Inov, the Achas, the Arayis, if it's done erratically, with an erratic motive, so that's also something that I say. But it's not implicit, it's not included in the finish of Mikhor. So really, Malkes there is. But there is an issue that I say, that we see from the Roshanah. Now, so far, so we saw there are two kinds of issue. There is a Nisa Kores, Bia Mamish, and that applies to every Nido, whether she's married, his wife, or not his wife, or whether she's married or she's not married anymore, she's in New York. So if somebody is well, a Nido is high Kores, and the same Nisa of Chiru also applies to everyone. Let's say according to Rambam, there is Malkes, so it's not only if somebody is in Chabit Nashir, his wife is in the if Nuno is in the is also high mouth. And according to Rambam, it's also the Rabbono. So again, the same is the Rabbono applies to every Nuno, whether she's married or she's a Nuno. But then, the Hachomim made special Siyod in regard to each Nuno. Not only that Kiro Bosa was. I mean, all kinds, every kind of contact is also about this Nuno. He's not even allowed to give a change, I mean, to be made Shidoh, and he's not allowed to sit on her bed. So there is a Chibes Rashbo. The Rashbo was asked, since it's also into be made Shidoh or the Midoh, so how is it that, let's say, we go to the store and we buy something, and then we have to give money to the woman? Many times it's even a Shishinji. And she might be a Shishin, she might be a Nido, and we give her the change. So how are we allowed to do it? So the Rashba says that these Yogim, now the Rashba has reference to the express Yogim of Nido that are not done in an erratic way. So these Yogim apply only to doubt which the Nido information. In the Gospel, so anyway, it's conducive to Abu Dhabi. But if she's not his wife, if she's a Shishin, So it's not also have to accept change from the Shishish, because it's not really God's will. So even if he's in the Shishish, that's more humble, so it's not also. So maybe it's not also living in the Shishish happens to be in the too, because the express yogi, the achilkin, the Chachomim enacted, the Chachomim applied only to Baal Bishtenido, but not to the Pnuyo or to another woman in Ido. So even though she's a Mishishish, but these yogi do not apply, only to Baal Bishtenido. So Chayim Odom Mishas Bishtenido, we made the Moso, Achatisper, the Dibdeo, the way the Tashmish was bad, or the Shubdobo, the Iskarbo, a few of the Dwarven, the Marginum, the Album, when you dab your boy and evil, I will you tell him Shahid. So what do you say? A few of the dwarven in Magil in the elbow, when you dab your boy and evil. Because the Rambam mentions Schreifi Kavusreish. What does Schreifi Kavusreish mean? Kavusreish means, in English, it means flirt. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to talk to the woman. But to flirt with the woman, not in a dignified way, that's a real issue. And so, why is it Tosea? Because Kalus Reish, in the sense of flirting, is also conducive. Is also conducive to help the Rabbeinu. So the main way that the tool emphasizes, Abo is actually bit boring. Imagine the elbow, when you dab your head in. In other words, it doesn't mean he's not allowed to talk to his wife when she's in love. He can talk as much as he wants, but he shouldn't flirt with her, because flirting is conducive to her body. Avmutal is Yahidina. The Munila Boa Filomeh Spaktan. Even if it's not the Rachtai. If it's the Rachtai, then it's the Rubosa. But if it's not the Rachtai, so the male, let's say, to take the hand of the woman to feel her pulse. So if it's not the husband, so there is no shayla, because it's not the derechtayim. But if it is the husband, so if it's possible that somebody else, another doctor, will take a pulse, so the husband is not allowed to take a pulse, unless it's impossible and she's sick, so then the rabbi is mine. So the reading about Boakir, that's Baktano, it means even if it's not the derechtayim. But, so still, the rabbi is also by Baal Bishtim, the relationship with Yodi and Yodo Shudok. So these yogim apply only to Baal Bishtim, but not to another man, if she is not his wife, or to Ipnuyo, it doesn't apply. The relationship with Yodi and Yodo Shudok, the Rikabren and Yodo, the Mulechon Imo Lashuch, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, the Mitzon Chlema, the Kroa Achas, Yudavke now, there is a Machlekes, the Mulechon Imo Lashuch. So the Rambam in the Chizkiyahu Bila mentions only in the same place. And the Raivet says, no, not that yet, in the same place. So according to the Rambam, it's only also about each individual to eat from the same plate. But the same table, even if the Shulchan Katan, a small table, that only husband and wife eat together, but not any other two people eat. So it's muta according to the Rambam. The Raivet is clear. And what the Raivet says that when the Mishnah Shabbos says Leichulimo Hazov and Hazov al Hashulchan, so it means not that came from the same way. Even if it's not from the same way, if it's from the same Shulchan, so the two emphasizes. He points out the daf can be on the sheik. Shulchan and Shulchan is standing. It's going to be bad. Al Shulchan. אבל הוא יפנה של גיל מבדי ואחיל על שולחן אחות מותר ובלבד שיעשו שום הקר. So the truth says in the contrary that it means it's also Baal is the leader even if it's not the Korachas. So it's only the mayor where the practice was that every person ate on a small table by himself. There was no such practice that number of people. husband and wife to eat together on the same shulchan is not conducive to kill. So some rishonim say so then it's mutter for the husband and wife, but the hekka is still required. But many rishonim say that our shulchan godel, we don't need any hekka. It means that even our shulchan godel, we need a hekka. So in other words, that when is it mutter to drink from the same cup, if somebody else intervenes between the drinking by the woman and the drinking by the man. So in other words, let's say the woman drinks from the cup of wine, and then another man, one of the children, will drink from the cup of wine. So then the mother, even though she's an idol, with the woman who drink from the cup of wine, and then one of the children or somebody else, guests, will drink from the cup of wine. So then the husband will also be allowed, because as long as a teammate by another person was interposed, so then it's not so conducive to kill. Masha'inkin, if the husband is staying from the cup immediately after his wife, then it is conducive to intimacy. So then it is also. If we don't wish to say Hazeb, because of the Zeka, Hatuma, the name of Hashiko, the Macha, the Neyev, the relation with Yitam, the Chedester, after Yeshua, the Fana, the Tzorim, Asher Yoshim, the Nimu, Afu Kolechot, the Echot, the Big Day, the Nakin Zebese, Kosher Adeli of the Horsa, the Chuvet, Shiu Mukhail, the Ishto Nido, the Eli Nishin Shamshem, the Zoroso, Mutabas Mishamshem, Rashi Mizoya, the Ace, the Achotas Pono, Kyoto, the Raglo, ויעצור הסמיתו בפונו ומסתכל אפילו בעקלו ולוי בכל המקים יש המחוסס so in other words, באו ואיש תמידו ניסוס המסתכל וסמיקים יש המחוסס ורוב לו שביחד קודם למנידוסות לשני עשמי עם זרח לטומית של מידו ומכן שהתיר לו ונזכה של מנידוסו על כדי שהוא נזכה לאו באו כל מלוכי שאוהים 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 חוץ למזיגס קייץ שעשו לו מנזיק לו יקייץ ולהניח לפונו ולשאוכו אלו אם תנתעשי שמתה כי שתלכנו על השולחון יעצמא, תץ גימור אין שבס, או יתנכנו על הקער ויעקסס, אפילו ביד נימו, עושה, ביוסה להציע מיתוסים לפונו, again, because these things are conducive to intimacy, ועושה להציע מיתוסים לפונו, מדווקא פריסס דין, והמיחסה שהוא דרך חידו, אבל הצועס, הקארים והחסוסים שיש בנקריח, ואין דרך חידו, שור, ושורים לפונו פרקל מודם, אפילו הוא יודע שהוא מצא סיסו ועצור לו מיציק לו עם מים מלכי צור פונו פיול מנדו so as far as all these are חוקס are concerned so the Jewish Rashi says they only apply to Baal Bish the Nido but they do not apply to another woman who is a Nido even if she is an Ishishis so they do not apply אפילו לא ידע גזב וכשם שעשור המיציק לו כך הוא עושה מיציק לו ומונה ידע אפילו משליח לו קשם יין עושה לא ישנה קשם רוחה Leishne Kesachel, Inu Yuchel. In other words, but suppose he makes Kiddush, and then all the guests are paid, so then she is also allowed to be paid. The Choleiwa Achotes, Tzorev Harfi, they will be Medusa Mamesh, they will be made Rebunah, She Yimei Sfirosa, they will be the Choleiwa, the Reyer Mamesh, who makes a Kesach. Now, when he says, the Choleiwa Achotes, Tzorev Harfi, they will do some mamish, they will be made a bunah. So why should there be a distinction between Medusa Mamesh and Ribunah? So from the town explains it, you see for Ayosha. Because we don't know shame when people were Zoyam Tales, even after Homa Bais and they were still Zoyam Tales, so there was a practice of making two tefillahs. One tefillah in order to become Toyam Gerais. And but she was still a sort of a buyer. And and another tefillah, and another tefillah, because she's no, she should be with us the Bible. So in those days, it was possible to distinguish between the status of the woman, when she was in need of more than I say, and the Bimei Puno, when she was already after tefillah. So we see from that story of the Talmid Echol that he was Nenach, even though he was not Zoyah. He was not Zoyah of Bimei Puno, and that means after tefillah. Mashein came, that we don't have two tefillahs. So Bimei, what difference can there be between Yimei Nidoso, Mamesh, or Yimei Nibuno? She's a little more than I say, because a woman, if she doesn't go to Philae, so even after 50 years, she's a little more than I say. So there couldn't be any argument, any reason as to why there should be a distinction. But why do some Rishayim mention that Zorim Archim, Baby Nidoso, Mamesh, Baby Nibuno, so that they have preference, even if she did go to Philae, after the Zion Rangers? But since the Rabbanon, she has to come to Zion King, so true, she's with us the Bible with the Isaac. But since the Rabbanon, she has to come to Zion King, so all the Achokes, the Rachon acted, so apply until now. Then, but then that we see that the Rabbanon in the Archimation. So the Rabbanon in the Archimation mentions what Sati came to Christian said. In other words, that there was no difference between the Mamesh and the Puno. So there was no difference in this man Chazal when they were two tefillahs. Allah is coming to Chabot today, so there is certainly no difference. But then he says, Om Nam Matzosi, Hakoi Tvishim Rav Yor, this Oli Shemi, Acha Yumi Livon, Leke Herd Rav Eyo, Vitein Vrach Livon, Kivin Shetir Tzerit Ve, Yimichim Livon, Ba'al Zeh, Roisi makirin b'nei Rebuno, v'nira mislech al zeh, v'rabio yochid b'nei Rebuno. So he mentioned the shita of the Rabio, that even today there is a kule on the last day of the Zion King. Even though today there are no two tefillahs, so she's needing more until she's the last, but since it's the last day, so we do not have to be chishish, that if he will he'll do things that are conducive to intimacy, that maybe has to show him will be parallel, because it's the last day, and she can go through it the same night, and do the terrors of the Bible, so we are not gazing. So that's a kule by the Rabbi. But the Rabbi says, the Rabbi is Yochid, and Ein Mislecho. All right. Now, Chayim Odom Nifreis Mishne Yimei Tumoso Ache Tispe Retifne Vafim Isho Asos Manoch Nidot Lo Otomi Ki Bimidoso Ache Tifne Ache Tifne Yom Yisrei Kulo Yokel Reishim Afil Vidvor Shemo Yargi La Aveiro. So what does it mean Yom Yisrei Kulo Yokel Reishim? It doesn't mean that he's not allowed to laugh when he talks to her. But the Yisrael from Yoko Reishima means he's not allowed to flirt with her while she's in it. But he would be wrong. Shema Yargi Rabir. Ah, well, so why is it Tosea? Because from the Roshna Rambam in the brief Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shema Yimu, it's mashma, it's in Israel. I said that there is no Malkis. In other words, any erratic relationship. So Yisrael means if it's an erratic flirt, he talks to her in the vulgar way. So then it's also the right say, because any erratic relationship, even though it does not involve physical contact, as long as it's an erratic relationship that is conducive to Aveiro, so it comes within the Isa of the secret of Galizam. But Malkus there is. Malkus, even according to Rambam, only if there is kirub basamamish, erratic kirub basamamish. Right. Aber mutar yisyachadimo, v'chim shebora leopah machas, suru takif yisrael. Now we discuss the Yisrael Yichud Bayim. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that, suru vashishani, So Balbish Nido is Mutalis Yahid. He's Mutalis Yahid. But if he spills on Nido, Kingdom Bilas Mitzvah, so then he's also Mitzvah. Yahid. So we saw that there is an Afrikas between the Rosh and the Raive. According to the Raive, there is no Yisrael. Even if she spills on Nido, even if she spills on Nido, Kingdom Bilas Mitzvah, there is still no Yisrael. And the Yahid is allowed to be Mitzvah. Yahid. Why? Because there is a special handout, Suda Rosh Hashanah. There is no Yisrael. So it really doesn't make any difference whether it's born to us mitzvah or not born to us mitzvah. But if it's very born, if Pierce and Ishti Nido came to us mitzvah, then there is a special kapone, a special Israelon and Balaimo. And Balaimo, it's also not only Yehud is also. He's not allowed to sleep with her in the same house unless they are Kishmiras because of a special zeal. But Snagi is the general Yisrael. The Yisrael as such does not apply to Yisrael because of the Aloha of Suda Rosh Hashanah. So even if it's Pirsa Yisrael before the last Mitzvah, there is no Yisrael. Never the Yehud is allowed to be Yisrael with the Yisrael. But Balaimo, there is a special Yisrael Abamon not to sleep in the same house unless there are two Shmiras. That what is two Shmiras? That she is in shape of Ben Hanoshi. And who is Yoshein Ben Anoshi? The Roshiti is no. The Roshiti is that the Yehud is also and the Lion, there is no specialist of the Lion. And when the Gemara says who Yoshein Ben Anoshi, the Yoshein Ben Anoshi, it means either or, not both. Because of this Yehud. Then there are more passages like that. He passes like both from us. That Balaimo, so she should take it in ages, and he should take it continuing with him, a young child, a boy, and she should take a little girl to sleep with her in the womb. So even though it's in the same house or there, then it's Mika. So now, and the Yehi, he doesn't require extra shmiras, but he's also this guy. Is especially Isa. The Balaimo is not allowed to sleep unless there are two Shmiras are set up. So even if the door is open and anybody can come in, so he's still not allowed, if it's Pierce or Ishtemido, to sleep with her in the same house unless there are two Shmiras. So, in other words, the Ramon is Machia both Chittas. The Chittas are Aimed and the Chittas are Rosh. But according to the Rosh, there is only a Misa Yehud. And according to the Rambam, there is no Yisrael Yehud. And the Yehud is good on Yisrael Yehud. And Balaimo, he requires two Shmiras. But why is there no Yisrael Yehud? Because of Suda Rosh Hashanah. Now the question is this. That's Baal Bishnei. So Baal Bishnei, there is no Yisrael Yehud. Why? Because of Suda Rosh Hashanah. How about not Bishnei? Let's say, now, of course, if she's not his wife, so he's also in Yisyachim with the Kriya too, because God in his name, you are Jezer and Yehud Kriya. Then when the incident with Tomor and Damien happened, so God in his name, you are Jezer and Yehud Kriya, that you are in Yushin, you are in Sanhedrin. So there is an Yisyachim Yehud Kriya Rabon lived by Kriya also, even if she's not in Yidon. So there is an Yisyachim Yehud Kriya Rabon. So certainly when she's in Yidon, but the question is this. A Knuyo in Yido is Yichud Osea only Rabbanon? Like any Knuyo? Or Yichud is Osea Midraise by Knuyo? Now, so Teisve Shittin Sanhedrin is that even though Yichud is Osea Midraise by Shish and by all Arayas, there is a special heter by Imei and by Pitei. There is no Yisrael Yehud, and by Achensei, there is also a heter of Yehud, according to Moshe Sheni. Except if it's don't be Jews, so the one is not allowed to live together on a permanent basis with his sister in the same apartment, without any other person staying in that apartment on a permanent basis, he's not allowed to live. But Yehud HaKoy Baome is not also with his sister. But any other elbow, let's say let's say, mother-in-law, or let's say, a sister-in-law who is an elbow, or let's say, an aunt who is an elbow with a raise, achisobi, achisine, even if she's not an ishishis, so in Yichud is also with a raise. The Gemara deduces it from the pasuk at the end of Yushin. How about Nido? With Nido, if she's his wife, so there is a special heter, subbashisham. But suppose she's not his wife. A pnuya is the Issa Yichud with a pnuya in Nido and Issa Rabbanon only, or it's an Issa the Raisa. So cases in Sanhedrin says that there is no Issa the Raisa with the Nido in the Raisa. Take what you know, Sulu Vashisham, that was I said. The Tzduki asked Rav Kahane, Amritu, need to show me who the Bade Gavre, Efshia, Eish Bineiras, Venom Lag, Eves, Omole, I take what you know, Sulu Vashisham, Fashaki, Sulu Vashisham, will give it to many princes, piercings. So, Vin Tema. Takes a gash, for Yehuda Raisi, Kidashino, Yosisho, Hiko, the Neho, the Eho Osako, the Yukabole, the Mishra, my Silvia Raisi, the Shreva, the Yosho Tero, Elo Kimime, to the Akin of the Mishtai, Abu Nido, Safe for the entire. So this says, certainly in the first portion, that when the Torah asks Yehud, the Torah asks Yehud only with an elbow. That is always awesome. But a Nido who can become a terrorist, so the Torah doesn't ask him. So it's also only Rabbanon. Since it's also only Rabbanon, so there is a head to abolish the Nido because of Suga B'Shisham. Postase says, if it's also in the right side, how can Suga B'Shisham be like that? I mean, he doesn't present such a kasha. Anyway, so according to Tinsley's first portion, the Cholapoches, the first portion, there is no reason you could be the Raisa by me. Not only Baalish Nido, but let's say Pudu, with a Pnuya Nido. So there is no reason the Raisa of you. It's only your son, the Rabbi. It's only your son, if you had been a Nido. So it's your son. But there is no reason the Raisa of you. Even though the Gemara deduces from the pasuk Yosisho Achicho Benecho that Yichud Arayis is Oser Mereise, so it's only and therefore we are vidi the mishtar, avonino sefamita, and that is mentioned by many rishim by cases. However, the Maran, the Marsho says, So the Maram says that the second portion in Tesis is Chilcha the first portion. The first, let's say, Nido is Muteres, Nido, a Baal is Mutal is Yachel, in each to Nido, Kosuka Vashisham. But Pearson Nido came to us, it's when it's Osa. Is that Osa Midraise, or that is only Osa Midraise? So the Maram says, according to the first portion in Tesis, first question in Tzitzis, so even if Piyosin Shtim Yidol came into us in Tzitzis, the Yisrael Yichud is only Rabbo, not Midraise. Because Midraise there is no Yisrael Yichud, because only in Elbo do ye, let's say, like Achris Ishtay, or like Achris Obi, for Achris Imei, that is only Sassur, but Yidol, not only Sassur, there is no Yisrael Yichud. So even if Pio Samiro came into us needs, they still need a Yehud Mirai. According to the second motion, when the Tetzah says, Umiu Heichem, Umiu Baal, Umiu Asur, Yis Yachel, כי לאמור את חלקם מקסים הספורים פה, אבל לא שם מן הברושים, ויש תמישים מן הברושים, so it means that if it's pure, so it's the middle, okay, then there are sweet straw. So it's just on that. I don't see any hechah on the second Russian case. We could say that the second Russian case is not saying something other than the first Russian case. But because the first Russian case says that the Yisrael can be the right, the Yisrael can be the right, it doesn't apply to it all. So in many ways, we say Sukkot Shani that it means Rabbanon, Yehud is also good there. It says, however, if it's pure Samita or Kedah Milas Mitzvah, so then the Rabbanon is also. Now there is also the Isaac. I mean, the thesis could be explained that way. But the Maram says that the second Washington thesis, the second Washington thesis holds that if it's pure Samita, Kedah Milas Mitzvah, so the male and Lide is also a Yehud was an Isaac. Naturally. If Baal Bish the Nido is also in Siachi in Ishtay, in the Raise, if he spills on Ishtay Nido, King Bios Mitzvah. So it is obvious that the Pnuya in Nido is in Yehud is also in the Raise, it's Megora. Then Baal Bish the Nido, if he spills on Pierce on Nido, King Bios Mitzvah. But there is no Raya from Tainsless Washi that the second Washi Tainsless is Chelka. Kavnieri says explicitly that there is no, like the first question faces, that there is no Isa Yichud in the Reise by him. Even if Pirsot, Ishtei, Nido, Kedibu has Mitzvah, and even not a husband, there is no Isa Yichud in the Reise. Kavnieri says it differently. And from the Chidush Aram it's much more that way, that there is no Isa Yichud in the Reise. I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that the Rivosh in that Shubi, we're discussing it in the middle of the piece of New York. So I think that from the reverse Russian is much that by New York in Nido, Yehud is also the right. So it's not like basis. Certainly not like basis first Russian. According to Maram, so it conforms to this second Russian. But most Russian have the shita that there is no Isa Yehud with the right by Nido. Even if she is not his wife, where the aloche of Sukma Shishanim doesn't apply. Why? Because it's not Dumya Bishora Rayas. Bishora Rayas is Lerabin Vishtaye. Let's say Achisim, Achisomi, even Achisishte. So she's only with us, Lacham is a Sishte, Mashaykim Nido. So she's with us when she's the Melis. So anyway, there is no Isa Yom Rice. That's the Shita Moshe. As far as I know, so the Rivosh is the only one who implies that there is an Isa Yichud in the Rice by Nidah. I think that the Pshat Tesis, when Tesis says, we also tell Elohim Nine, the Rabbi of Nishtaya, the Nidah Sikhu Nitaya, is not as simple as that, because we learn out from the Pesuk in Sisro, only Arayas like Achisishtei, Achisomim, Achisimei, she is not destined to become with her. But Nido is destined to become with her, so it's not possible. I think that Pshat is much more. Now, we'll soon see. Now, there is Aloche of Yohori Vayavri on Gil Arayas. So what does it mean Gil Arayas? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he says, any isha in whom Dushin is not infamous, so that is your loyal. So it's mashma from the Roshan of the Chinuch. It's mashma from the Roshan of the Chinuch that Nido, if the Anos, let's say, forced the Jew to be Boa Lishu Nido, is not in the Jew. So it's not your loyalty. It's Yadav of Yom. It's Yadav of Yom. Why? Even though there is an Issacharis. Even though there is an Issacharis. So the Mechas Chinuch says that it's impossible. Because Nido is a Rayos. It is your loyalty. The Issacharis is your loyalty. But it's special as a Sakosuf that Mishnah says. But Pashkes Aloshim of the Chinuch indicates that there is no Yor Goyabra in Israel. Why? Because Krishna said yes. So I heard from my father that Nido, there is an Issachar, But inasmuch as Krishna says this, and the Gita Bhura says, that the beard is not in the Vyas use. Suppose a Baal will give a clay, Vesnama, to his wife, who is an eagle. So it's not also Misavesna Zayin. The Gemara says in Vyas. Why? Because it's not in the Vyas use. So, how can we say that it's a Misalama if it's not in the Vyas use? If it's not in the Vyas use. Furthermore, God plays a hole in that Polo Angola Puyo also say no, and she's a Sulam Kune, but Baal Shebo, I wish the Nido is not a Sulam Kune. He's not a Sulam Kune. Let's say the Baal is a king. So even if he's born, I wish the Nido 1,000 times, she's still not a Sulam. But it's, there is a clear forest. The answer is, if Krishna is faithful, that means she's not a Sulam. But there is a chiyuv kareh, so it's like chilev dam. In other words, what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether the isha is osel, is an elbow, or she is not an elbow, the fact that the dushni is not tefes, and that the blood is a mamzer. But by nido, the dushni is tefes, and the blood is not a mamzer, so the name of the chiyuv it's not his elbow, but there is a chiyuv kareh. So there is a chiyuv kareh just as there is a chiyuv kareh for chilev, for dam. In other words, so it's not in Sarayas. Gilarayas is young without the elbow if it's an elbow. But if it's not an elbow, so then it's not in Sarayas, but it's a chorus. Now, from Hashas Rosh, in Sanhedrin, in connection with Israel, so there is a loche that if someone is living like an elbow in Arayas, with an answer, so it's not actually happy. Not that Kedaram also. And let's say, suppose someone is ready to be Nami's sister, who's a girl, so it's not naturally natural, he's allowed to kill him, or any observer is allowed to kill him if he's ready, if he's pursuing after his sister to be Nami's. So it's mashpacha, so Rashi emphasizes, Rebbe Bacha, Elon Narayos, let's say, not after she's Naramos. So it's not actually Nafshei, because since, so Rashi emphasizes, since Krishna is not infamous, and the blood is among there, so maybe there is a gun, so it's not actually Nafshei. Rashi doesn't mean gun per se. It's, in other words, the gun is indicative of an Israelite. So Rashi emphasizes the fact that Krishna is not infamous. By Rebbe Bachan Aram Rosso, or Rebbe Bachan Achachitze, Achizobi, Achizine, and the Manza Manza. So the male is Mashmah from the Russian of Russia, that if somebody will be reading Achamido to be the Amis and Nido, it's not with that very much. Suppose someone would try to be the Amis his own wife with Nido. So she is not allowed to kill. She's not allowed to kill. Because it's not, that's how it's mashmah was of Rashi. Again, why? Because since Vishnu is saying in the blood is not Mamzer. So even though it's a Nisakoras, so it's a Nisakoras like Chelot Dam. It's not a Nisarayas. It's not Nisarayas. Now, and from the Chiloch it's mashmah that way. However, from Chidushi Oram Sochim, and the Chidushi Oram Sochim is not the same Chaber as the Balachim, that's mentioned by everybody. So there were two Mishim. Who lived at the same time, both had the name of Abraham Alevi, but it's different in heaven. So, from the Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it's mashma that Ami Yisrael is not the Olayav, because it's not a Mitzrayas, it's a Mitzakoras. But from the Chinuch Yehoram Sochim, it's mashma that there is the Olayav. So, currently there's a Machlokes Hashem, where the Yisrael is. It involves the Nisarayas, so just the Nisakoras, it's not Nisarayas. I think Shati Tesis says there is no Nisarayas in the Raisa by Nido. So he says, because it's not doing the Shorayas, he says, because it's Asilo and Nisetea. So it doesn't mean because it's destiny there is way she becomes Nida. What it means is that it's not an album. Since, let's say, she bowed this mirror. So every man, the wife is a surah. So what? So we don't say, that every man she becomes an elbow and then the Israel is what? It's not an elbow. It's an Isakores. But it's not the fact that she is constantly a surah to him. That means that even while she's a surah, she's not an elbow. It's just an Isakores. This is what it is. Now, we'll soon see it in the Shach connection with the West Sea. We see it in the So, Abu Mutal is Yachitino, the Hidden Shabor of Tamachas, soon the Takipins. We need a walk with Vesna Tam, we reached the Yom 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 מקום שלו, לחם מכאן כאן ושאיך הכל, לחם עם אפה שלו. ויהי שאינו מאוד הצליח, להפסיד מקום שלו, מקום שלו, אני דווקא, כי שנלך לי מכל האחס, כי שיתר, אב הוא נלך לי מכל האחס, כי שיתר, או סגר, מקום, נחלס מקום הבני עצמא, צורך אחת כך, וכן דיין. יהי שאינו שעושה להם, לאחר משיור עם אפה שלו, ושראי. ושעושה, because One thing is established upon every time, that he's not allowed to drink from her cup. So some say only to drink from her cup that is more conducive to infants when you drink from the same cup, but to eat from the same bowl, that's not conducive to intimacy. So it's mutter. But they are ashamed to say that Joseph is also awesome to be chasing Shmuel Akeisha of, unless somebody else drank from the coast first, so it is also to need to fresh a rhyme of a hill. Alright. The Yishtel Mishinur Akeisha Shor Asesori. That's a condemn. In which a mafsikol mahavere. But if the seer, the tiyime, by another person, by a third party, is interposed, so then it's good. Oy Shehelek became Zeh Kisachem, after the rules of Kisavish. So in other words, even if the team by a third party is not interposed, but if it's not the same cause, he just pours from one cup into her cup, then it's not. The Mishnah says so. The Yehud in Yedea, the Reza Mishnah, the Kim Shalom, the Tzlich, the Hagi, the Shalom Mishnah. The Yehud tell us, why does it have to tell him? Because the only reason as to why it's Osea is because it's conducive to kill, to intimacy. So if you know it's, but if you know, he doesn't know it's not conducive to intimacy, so she doesn't have to tell it. We just saw the case for Holy Holo, we came from Shemuka with which they saw Mesa, the Maha Shemuka, Holy Holy Kam Chimo, so it's not conducive to this. We ain't should be done with Heres Lavi, or Shemuka for now, we also wish for Sasu Lo, she was not the next thing, we can bear us the case out, the Shemish gave you the Shereso, we ain't Shmatil and Kishon the Maha Maps the creation of the man, so in other words, a husband with his wife while she's a widow are not allowed to sit on his sister. Because that's also one of the hakel of the show. But many say that if a third party sits between them, so then it's not conducive to intimacy, so it's allowed to sit on the season. The Hebrew in the Hebrew the Bible go ahas and the Ahas, in the Hebrew the Rachdil, 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 the Hebrew the ובלבדו, ובלבד שנישבו בדרך של איש, שנישבו בדרך של איש וזה וזה. ואיש אני מביא מיתו אתם, כל אחד בבגדי, ואיני דין זה וזה. ואפילו יש לכל אחד מצו בפני עצמו. ואפילו אם שייך בנבן זמיתיס. ואת ואמיתיס נבין זו וזו, אם זו עושה. In the mattresses, even though it has, say, two separate mattresses, but two separate beds and two separate mattresses, but the mattresses touch each other. So it's awesome. We start to have to look at the room of the Kamachusimo, and when we start to look at the room of the Kamachusimo, and how to shine in the Rios, whole Moshe Tiachim of Kodim and Vinny Tusuri, which is the Tichim of Mishin Nido, became she feel of his Kashi from Nidoso, and which is going to our Bible. Come on, here she is with Bible in the Israel, which is the Kisha, so we need to the Kills, in front of. ולניחי לפונו השוחו, אלו כמדעת השולקה, כשנלכנו השוחו ביד צמאי, או ידלכנו הקר והכסף סתו יד מילה. עשו רציה מטוסי מפונות דעתי פיזסטינים והמיך זה שהוא דרך ריבו אבל עצור עשה כל מחסוס שהוא דרך דרך ריבו שורת ושהוא מפונות רק למותן אפילו נדיע שמצא עשי זאת עשו רומי ציגוי מים לרצפונות יולד רגו ואפילו נגז בין ואפילו הם מים צנימים כי שם שעשו רומי ציגוי כפו עושה מי ציגו ולא יעיד אפילו לשכיח לו כשם יאים עושה לא ישנתי של רוחל לא ישנתי סחר אם הוא מיוחד בו גוד עבור אם שייס בין זעקוס הוא שיא שיאה בספייר ולסלו but if others drink particles so it's not there and it's much more that if he pours off into another cause, it's also with that, without others drinking from the cause. It's only yourself if he sent to the same cause and doesn't pour it off into another cause. So then it's more conducive to things. Kol ilvah ha-chok-esoch ra-achim ben-yuduso ben-yuduno shen kol ilvah-esvi-oso ben-chimut b'chom-e-yue ben-yuduma-meshul-mitzis-kesem ben-yuduma-meshul-mitzis-kesem. Now this is a little strange. בין שיינים בין להחלר בני ריבונו בין מזרחים ללימו ביקורו הגע בלמוד חיישים רביור so the same חבר ורמור in the dark nation he mentions that in the name of the רביור he says ואין ריסמך על זה כי הוא דעס יוחי and here he was חייזה and he is saying in the dark nation he writes it's דעס יוחי אין ריסמך but he says וכן נגע בין הוטו בזה but then he concludes ויש לך but it's not as strict as in the Dark Meishe. In Dark Meishe, he mentions that it's a Shita Tchiyo as a Das Yochi, and, but here he says, the Chimea in Rokyo was a Yish Lachna, but he doesn't mention it. He's not Matchei Yisei Vishnei Yodayim. In Dark Meishe, the Rabo, is Matchei Yisei, is Matchei Vachite Vishnei Yodayim, is a Shita Tchiyo. But anyway, in the Rokyo, the Rabo, so when he says the Ilahachna Bilinguno, he doesn't mean Bilinguno after she counted 7 days in Yidus, because that distinction is not Shayach today, because it was only Shayach Bizman Chazal when they were Zoyer and Ares, so they had the Tvilas. So after she was Tvilas, after she counted 7 days of Yidus, so she was staying on the Raisa and only Rabban. So the name of Shaya to be made here after the first Tvila, after the signing of the news. But now there are no two Tvila, so she's in Yidah Gula. So even when the Rabbi is Machmir, here he doesn't spell it out. But there he does mention it in that nation. The Rabbi is only made here on the seventh day, even though she's in Yidah Gula in Raisa, because there are no two Tvila today. But since it's the other week, so now we don't have to worry. We don't have to fear lest Chas V'Sholem it will become useful to increase, because they know that she can be Mutaris the same night. She can be Mutaris to him after Tefillah. Masha'im King, let's say on the sixth day of the Zion King, then the Rabbi is not. But anyway, I mean that Shite is not relied upon, and the Rambam here he says Yishlach Mir. He is not so adamant as he is in Dark Meishe, because there was a minute rock, but today there is no such minute, so it's not Shayach to say to the Rabbi Pechit. Imu Chayla Vein Yishu Shem Shem, Zu Osro Mutaris Lisham Shem, Rashi Lizoya Vyeisi Yashet Yuchal Lizoya, Nachot Aspon Afyodo Virago, Vyatzo Asamito Vifono. So that he mentions, that's a Chuvis Orosh. So that is mentioned, that Shavis HaRosh mentioned in connection with the Gerenes, where he is sick, and she wants to be Mishamish. So he says, Muteres Mishamish, actually, Zoya Yosea, Sheki, Tuchal, Zoya Machot, Spon, Akhirin, Rabu, Bachar, Samitha, Mishamish. But like this, she's allowed to touch him. Then, suppose it's the other Gerenes situation. She is sick, not Isha Chayla Vindilo. Also, the Bible Vindilo, Kimu Shamsho, Kimu Kimu Lash Kimu Nisamcha. So, Bien Shekri Vindilo, Vimeimo Isha Shamsheno, Muta Becho, Vichayli Adi Mitzri Chayabuta. Now, of course, when the Mechaba says, Imu Chayla, he doesn't mean Chayla Shekri Sakon. Imu Chayla Shekri Sakon. When the Mechaba says, Isha Chayla, vivendo. Posso levar o vida para que me chame lá aqui, mas que eu só vou. Que Deus me diga, que deixe ele de essa coisa. What it means, que deixe ele de essa coisa. So it ramois matia, even in the case of que deixe ele de essa coisa. E nem uma vez me chame chama, is muka, pirro. Vem que a gente se ralou em casa. So even in the woman is a que deixe ele de essa coisa. So there is no head of the it's still muka. It's still muka for the husband to touch her, to raise her and to put her down. I mean, why is it muter now if she's a real shame? How is the Ramon Matia? After all, according to the Rambam, so Kirun Prosso, Kirun Nishu, is also with the Raise. The answer is, as the Shah puts out, when is it also with the Raise? Only if it's very tiny. But here he doesn't do it. He doesn't do it to her. Machmas Taile, he does it in order to attend to her, to help her out in her sickness. So it's not a rachtaile. So then it certainly doesn't involve in the rise. But only in the rabbanon. And in another moment, even in Shishin, she isn't in Mosa with the rabbanon. But by Bao Bishin, there is an extra yoke. So since it's only Mosa with the rabbanon by Bao Bishin, so according to the Ramon, there's the modern Hashite, the Chachomim did not apply the Isra in case of sickness. Even if she is a chelo, even if she is a chelo or she is a chelo. And it's not that care. It's not that care in case of sickness. Let's say, suppose, I have a child. Suppose that the woman had an accident, months ago, and now she's able to walk, but somebody has to support her. If somebody will not hold on to her, so she might fall. So it's the same matter. In other words, since it's not the time, so there is no shayla of Yisrael Reis. But it's only shayla of Yisrael Rabbanon. And by another man, another husband. So it wouldn't even be also the Rabbanon. How is a doctor allowed to accept a woman and a shishish? Because it's not the time. So melee, it's not in Mosea. It's not in Mosea the Rabbanon. And we are not Chishish for hero, because human being is building toy. There's the more in our resort. But Bao Bishin is not allowed to examine his wife. He's not allowed to do it, because of his special Israel, the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon is material, there is no other person to Mishamsha. So it's not that here because she is sick and she's in bed. What difference does it make? Whether she's sick in bed or she's so weak that she can't walk in the street unsupported. So the husband has to hold on to her. So it's also mutter according to the Ramon. According to the Chaver, so since she has an alternative to stay home and not walk, so in Melee, he will not be allowed to support her. Another man is allowed to hold on to her, but not the husband. So the Ramon is matter in the case of Isha Chilo Bimino. The Ramon is matter in the case of Isha Chilo Bimino. But the Mechaber is not matter. Even though in Sifte's world, even the Mechaber is matter. So what's the difference between the case of Hu Chayre and Hi Chayre? So the Shach explained it. In other words, of course, it's an Israel Rabbanon in either case. In the case of Isha Chayre, so it's just in the case where she's in Isha Chayre doesn't involve Israel Rabbanon. And in the case Hu Chayre doesn't involve Israel Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon is more humble in the case where she is sick and the husband is not sick. So then it's more conducive to have people.